everyone. Welcome to the Lifeway Kids podcast. My name is Jeffrey Reed. I'm one of the leaders here at Lifeway Kids and have the privilege of working with an amazing team. With us today is the director of Lifeway Kids, Jana Magruder. Jana, welcome.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Hey, I'm a fun topic today because we both have many kids and we both have gone through a season in our life as parents when we've asked ourselves, are we living and living out the way God wants us to? Now, this is a kids ministry podcast. It's not necessarily a family podcast, but kids ministry is ministry to the family.
Yes.
And so, first of all, just tell us a little bit about where you're from, maybe even going back into your you know, how you grew up, and it'll bring us to a better point of understanding who you are as you give us your wisdom today.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Texas as a daughter of a minister, Baptist minister, who was on church staff at different places throughout Texas.
You moved around.
Moved around.
BK.
Yeah. That's how you roll, especially at the beginning. Landed in East Texas in Tyler. I like to recall a lot of memories about my mom, who was not a minister. She was not on church staff. She was married to someone, but she chose to pour into the church and serve in not only children's ministry, but youth ministry. And I tell this story quite a bit because I feel like her serving had such an impact on me. And I like to talk to kids ministers about that because I feel like they need to cast the vision to their parents that children must see their parents serve. If we expect to bring up a generation of kids who have servants' hearts for ministry, whether that's in children's ministry, youth ministry, or another ministry in the church, they have to see their parents serve in some capacity. And my mom did that. And I know our topic today is going to cover how families can be missional. And I think it starts with how parents serve the church.
Now, you and your husband have lived this out in a sense. Tell us about your experience in Texas there when you guys started a church.
Well, we had some friends that were moving to town and needed some couples to dedicate their lives to helping them start a church plant. And this was in downtown Austin, Texas, which is a very unchurched city. It happened to also be in our neighborhood. And so I just think it was very providential for the Lord to have us be a part of this. And so grassroots effort, all hands on deck, starting this precious church called Austin Bible. And the pastor, Zach Allen is his name, had the vision for all of us who were part of serving this church to live on mission. And that has stuck with me today as we serve our neighborhood. And I like to tell Kidman leaders that they need to cast this vision as well to their families. This gives families the opportunity to just serve where you are. If you're a parent, a coach on a baseball team, then you serve there. You live with those families, you get to know those parents, and you develop the relationships that it takes to eventually share the gospel, be the gospel, and you're pouring into the lives of families with your children by your side.
Okay. We're going into territory here that traditionally, and I would say mostly for unchurched people, when they hear the word missions or mission, they assume I'm going to another country. They assume it's going to be third world. And that is a component. So unpack what is it? First of all, what are missions? What is it? What is a mission? What does it mean to be mission minded? And there's a perception, and I would like to bring clarity to that for our kids' ministry leaders.
When I think of being missionally minded, I certainly think that international unreached people groups are part of that. And a practical way that families can serve in that capacity is just praying for missionaries. That is something that children can do. There's missionaries that are in your churches, missionaries that serve in agencies and organizations that you know, that you can have pictures, information up on your refrigerator, and you can, as a family, pray for those missionaries. But it also means, like I just said earlier, serving where you are. So your neighbors, your teammates, your colleagues, the schools that your children go to, get to know the families and the people around you, live life with them, and guess what? You're going to have the opportunity to share the gospel more so than you are going to have in a week-long mission trip to Central America.
Yeah. It's a dangerous prayer to pray the following prayer, but I don't know if God has never answered it. God, put someone in my path today that I can minister to. Help me be intentional in what I'm doing today. And that's I think a lot of people fear that because they know that God is probably going to answer that. He will. So how can you, I'm a kids ministry leader. How can I help my families? What you've just said to me is great, and I concur. How can I, as a kids ministry leader, really equip and encourage my families to think missionally? You just named a few examples. I mean, how can they, what are some tools they can have? What are some things they can do specifically?
We were challenged to start with Halloween, of all things, the night of Halloween. And we stopped having a fall festival in our church on Halloween night so that we could enable families to be in their neighborhoods on the night of Halloween. Because guess what? That's one of the only times that some neighborhoods will talk to each other. You have people at your front door knocking on your door. How awkward is it to do that any other time? In our society today, you just don't do that as much. So Halloween was an opportunity that my husband and I saw to just start having a neighborhood party. It was a neighborhood that really hadn't had a community feel in a long time. And so we got together with two other couples that lived on the street that we knew and pooled our funds, bought some stuff at Costco to grill. Really, it was just a hot dog party. My husband grilled hot dogs, and people started coming. And then every year we added a different component. We started advertising with flyers, come to the party. Then we had a costume contest. Then we had a hay ride. My husband would hitch up his trailer and we'd go get hay, and we'd have just a hay ride around the neighborhood to take trick-or-treaters. And through that party, we were able to develop trust with our neighbors so that it didn't feel awkward to go knock on their door other times of the year. And then eventually had the opportunity to host a Bible study, invite people to church. See how when you do that cold, you're going to get a no. But when you've developed a relationship and your children are right there with you, watching you and learning, then you're doing it as a family. Mm. And so as a kidmin leader, I would cast that vision for your families to do something like that. Rethink maybe a fall fest. There's nothing wrong with a fall fest, but maybe not make it on Halloween night, and encourage parents and families and kids to go be the light in their neighborhood.
Yeah. You said that. I mean, there's some great fall festivals out there. It's an alternative to, you know, having the scarier costumes, and it's safer, and all the candy, hopefully safer. It comes, you know, trunk or treat is the name of some of these events, or just fall festival. But those people that come to that, they go back to their houses and may not ever have another conversation. Perhaps they'll visit you on Sunday, but there's something deeper about you have people that are walking onto your property, into your home or to your front door and on your lawn. Such a deeper, richer potential to have conversation. So I want to ask you this, because I think a lot of people are thinking, so what do I say? Do I say, do you know if you're going to heaven or hell? I mean, you know, that's like, I think people assume that's how you start a conversation with a non-believer. Tell me how this has played out in your life and in your conversations with neighbors, and how God really opens up that door in most cases for you to share the gospel. But how does it start for somebody that, okay, I want to live missionally, what do I do?
It starts with the relationship, and like I said before, you develop a sense of trust. And so another tangible example, on our street we had Jewish families, we had atheist families, we had Muslim families, and we had just a lot of Zen, Buddhist kind of nothingness.
Austin.
Very much an Austin, highly, highly educated academics, various professionals. But as we got to know them and had, like I said, it started with a Halloween party that turned into dinners and cookouts and play dates. And things like that, we were the Jewish family invited us over for their Passover meal. And we loved getting to go, and we got to learn about how they celebrate and the connecting points that we have in our Judeo-Christian background.
Yes.
And so my kids got to see that, and then this family got to see what we believe, and they were very open to hearing that. I truly believe those are seeds that are planted that will continue to grow. Our atheist friends and agnostic friends were open to hearing why we believed what we did. They truly wanted to hear why and what we believed in, and we had opportunities to share with them. And my children became so burdened by feeling like their friends may not go to heaven. And so they would start praying for their friends, and they would start sharing the gospel with the children. And so it starts with relationships, and you have to, there is risk that feels unsafe sometimes in terms of sharing yourself so openly, but that's how God uses you.
You mentioned your kids. How can families do this together? How can they live on mission for the gospel together? So it's not like you're doing all the work, the people show up, and your kids are just there with you. Let's take off a Kidmin leader hat, and you think as a parent, because the kids ministry leaders are going to be talking to parents. How can the kids be engaged in this?
Deuteronomy 6, we all love to reference, and it's about as you go along the way. And so for us, along the way meant sports, school, car rides, scouts, music lessons, all the different environments that we found ourselves in as families, where we could have the opportunity to get to know the parents of our children, the teachers of our children. And we're doing it as a family. If I didn't have my kids, I wouldn't have the opportunity to talk to these parents. And so not that kids should be the carrot, but as a whole family unit, it works to live life together as you're doing these things.
Wow. And it's a great lesson to know that they're not excluded from the Great Commission, that it's not, oh, you're an adult now. Now you can witness to people, or now you can live out. They have the power to do the same things we do. And I tell you, I think that's something that we have to wrestle with as believers. We have a lot of folks that feel like the going out and sending is what missions is. And we need to understand we are all accountable to the Great Commission, that we are all accountable to go and tell the world. And the world is really our neighbors, our folks next to us, in addition to those that are in other countries. So kids ministry leaders, please lean into your families, encourage them in doing this. Maybe hopefully your staff at your church is living this out in their life, that they don't just limit their ministry to those in the walls of their church, that they're living out their ministry on a daily basis, because that is going to be probably your strongest asset in leading your families. If you as a kids ministry leader are living missionally to those around you, to those unchurched people around you, even to those anti-church people, because we are now in a country that's probably post-Christian, and it may soon be anti-Christian, maybe already is. And so we're all called, we're all in the mission field right now, whether we like it or not. So,
and just to bring it full circle, I know I talked about my mother teaching and serving in church. Just to bring that full circle, this is a generational concept. So serving together as a family is you're making a generational impact, because as children see their parents live this way, whether that's serving the church and living on mission outside the church, they are going to continue that when they have their own families. So you're doing a generational act when you live missionally.
Wow. Thank you so much. I hope that this inspires you guys to inspire your families, inspire your parents, your mom and dads, your single moms, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, to walk with their kids in faith and to be Christ to the world. That's what we're called to do. Thank you guys for listening today to the Lifeway Kids podcast. My name is Jeffrey Reed. Thanks, Janet, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Our greatest hope is that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you've ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ.